guys. I'm Iggy Azalea.
And we came out of you when you're listening to Phoenix FM.
Let's go.
Let Phoenix FM be your soundtrack to the day.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Three suspects killed and forced to at large after Nakonde prison break. Government acts to deflood Makeni Villa after heavy rains. And in global news, more than 640,000 people affected by catastrophic Mozambique floods. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Three suspects have been killed while three have been rearrested and four others are still on the run after escaping from lawful custody at Nakonde police station yesterday. Muchinga Province Police Commanding Officer Dennis Mola has disclosed that the incident occurred when 10 suspects being held for various criminal offences forced their way out of the cell after police officers opened the grill to distribute food. Mr. Mola says police officers fired warning shots, but the suspects continued to flee, resulting in three suspects identified as Christopher Simfukwe, James Parker, and Kangwa Kangwa sustaining gunshot wounds and were pronounced dead upon arrival at Nakonde District Hospital. In a statement, Mr. Mola says following the incident, police instituted search operations which led to the recapture of three suspects while four others remain at large. He says police have intensified the manhunt for the remaining suspects and has assured the public that safety measures are in place while the remaining suspects are pursued. Following reports of widespread flooding that resulted in several households being inundated by flood waters in Makeni Villa Ward 14, Kanyama constituency, government has undertaken urgent emergency deflooding works in the area. In response to the reported crisis, Lusaka Province Permanent Secretary Engineer Joe Kalusa led a high-level multi-sectoral emergency response team to the affected area to assess the situation on the ground and institute immediate remedial measures. Following technical assessment conducted jointly with Zambia National Service, ZNS, and Lusaka City Council engineers, the response team identified several man-made obstructions, particularly wall fences and other structures that had been constructed along natural waterways, which were impeding the free flow of storm water and exacerbating flooding in the area. After removing the blockages, flood water levels noticeably reduced, providing relief to affected households. The Permanent Secretary has further directed ZNS and engineering teams to safely channel diverted flood waters into designated drainage systems to prevent secondary flooding. Engineer Kalusa has since appealed to residents to avoid constructing structures in drainage corridors and natural waterways, citing increased flood risks and threats to lives and property. Meanwhile, a spot monitoring visit was made to Chainda to assess cholera response progress, where five water tanks have been installed and oral cholera vaccination is ongoing. This is contained in a statement issued by Lusaka Provincial Administration Principal Public Relations Officer, Logic Lukwanda. Dola District Patriotic Front Chairperson Jones Kariati has maintained that party structures in the district remain intact despite ongoing infighting within the party. Mr. Kariati says that the internal challenges facing the PF have not weakened the party's presence on the ground, particularly in Indola, which he describes as one of the party's strongholds. He has expressed confidence that the PF will reclaim political power in Indola under all circumstances, saying grassroots structures continue to function effectively. Mr. Kariati says that party members remain mobilized and focused, adding that the internal disputes will not derail the party's long-term political agenda. He says Ndola remains a solid base for the PF and that the party is determined to bounce back even stronger.
Here on the Copa del Rey, we are winning often. We are winning in the origin where we have strongholds. You will justify with me that Copa del Rey is our stronghold. Eastern province, we are defending it, it's our stronghold. Lusaka province is our stronghold. Northern province is our stronghold. Muchinga is our stronghold. Luapula is our stronghold. And we have done a lot of inroads in the Western province as well as Southern province. Recently, you've seen how people have complained in Southern province because of the type of leadership that we have now. They're comparing with the leadership that they've seen before, and we come out the best.
Catholic priest Father Augustine Mwewa says speaking out against government actions should not be mistaken for supporting the opposition, but as a moral duty of the church to stand with the suffering people. In an interview with Phoenix News, Father Mwewa says many citizens are struggling to freely express themselves amid growing economic and social pressures, adding that silence in the face of suffering would amount to betrayal of the church's mission. Father Mwewa of Lualaba Catholic Church in Chingola has stressed that Zambia's bishops have never been against any government, stating that historical records demonstrate the church's role as a voice of conscience and national unity. He has called on authorities to listen to the concerns raised by the church, saying honest dialogue is essential for addressing the hardships facing ordinary Zambians.
The church will not support injustice, any wrong thing the government of the day is saying, the church will speak out. And if you think by speaking out we should be insulted, we will not be among those praise singers. Bamushani na wadi na ngutufuro, no. We will be compromised. And again, if we are seen to be partisan, so supporting or challenging the government is not supporting the opposition. You are in the opposition. You have been there.
Chief Shaivila of the Lala speaking people in Mukushi District, Central Province, has warned against property grabbing in his chiefdom and has vowed to work with government to end the practice. Addressing mourners at Vombwe community during the burial of the late Frederick Mulongo, Chief Shaivila said property grabbing typically occurs when relatives of the deceased seize property, disregarding the rights of surviving family members, leaving widows and orphans vulnerable and homeless. The traditional leader has also cautioned his subjects against illegal sale of land, urging them to desist from this vice. Chief Shaivila stressed that the practice of property grabbing will not be tolerated in his chiefdom, and those found guilty will face the law. The chief's warning comes as a relief to many in the community who have fallen victim to property grabbing, a practice that has left many families without shelter or means of survival.
Kwa wombwe kwa chipuko kwa batekeshe. Mweka lekwe nkakulia. ngawa chitisho muntu impanga fuma motapo impanga yo lesari de kokupanga impanga wenga washitisha impanga nichiwalusa
Phoenix FM News we